This is CliffCentral.com.
George Meany's here, everybody. As always on a Friday, it's a good sign. That means that the weekend is upon us. Also means that we're going to find out all about what's going on in the world of cars.
How's it, Gareth?
Hey, listen to that radio voice. You really are into this. You sound like a natural.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Although there might be a frog there somewhere.
What? Were you sick this week?
No. I wasn't sick. Okay. So hopefully this is just my normal voice. How's it been?
All right.
Hi, George.
George.
All right. Yeah. Everybody knows about the Goodwood Festival of Motoring, right?
It's held in the south of England.
Yes.
The Duke of Gordon and Lennox has built himself a nice racetrack there, and he brings out all kinds of fast cars, and they all sit in the sun, and they enjoy the English summer, and there's music, and there's a whole lot of cool stuff.
Almost like Joburg Day.
And Goodwood is the name of the house that was...
Yes, that's a famous house. Yes. But now, what's more interesting for me... At this year's Goodwood Festival of Motoring is that they are featuring a couple of cars that are new, old, iconic. But the first one is the 8 Series Sports Coupe BMW.
Whoa, hang on.
Now that,
I'm trying to picture it. I know the 8 Series because I remember that. They stopped making them a while
19 ago. Years ago, they stopped making them.
It was a very sexy car at the time.
Yeah.
And there wasn't a lot in the 90s that was sexy.
Exactly.
This car was. I remember it had that. It just had a...
Like a fast back.
Yes.
Yes.
Didn't look like other BMs, but it was almost a forecast of what was to come.
It was ahead of its time.
Something called the 850iL.
Yes, the 850iL long wheelbase BMW.
That was a car, man.
So they're featuring an M8 GTE racer. And so that's one of the most interesting cars at the Goodwood Festival of Motoring.
Let me look this up.
M8 GTE racer, which is from Le Mans.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking for it right now. Ooh, very nice. Huh? You got to look this thing up. If you're listening to the podcast, hop on your phone and look it up. All right.
The second car is the Tesla Model 3 will make its British debut at the Goodwood Festival of Motoring. And, you know, the Model 3 had its woes and Tesla wasn't making enough of these things. And they've actually more than doubled production since that problem. And it's going to be making its debut at the Goodwood Festival of Motoring.
George, didn't Tesla have a pretty shitty month?
Which month?
I mean, there are lots of people who are saying that they'd rather invest with Volkswagen and
you know. I think it's media hype. I mean, if you look at the stuff that they've done since about 2 or 3 months ago when all the trouble hit, the funny thing is Tesla has this objective to make. To accelerate the advent of electric cars in the world, okay. Or sustainable energy,
right.
to be more accurate. Mm-hmm. But everyone's knocking them.
Yeah, because they're the leaders.
Because they're the leaders. And, okay. You know, when someone's on their pedestal, so, you know, other people want to knock them off. So yes, they've got problems, and yes, they don't make enough cars.
Jealous.
But look at what they're doing.
Jealous.
Exactly. What was that word?
Jealous down. Spooko. Oh, you mean
sipuku puku. Yeah, they're all sipuku pukus.
Sipuku puku. All right, good.
And then the Land Rover Parade. So owners of 70 Land Rover cars will drive up the famous Goodwood Hill in a celebration parade to mark the brand's 70th anniversary. Hmm. The original Range Rover and one of the last ever Defenders, owned by a Mr. Roger Craythorne, aka Mr. Land Rover.
Yes, because they have discontinued the Defender.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the famous kind of Land Rover of Land Rovers. It looks like a car that you could take
across, like a lunchbox.
Yeah, rugged Scottish Highlands, and it would come down the other side looking as good as it went up. That's the kind of car. I love those Land Rover Defenders.
I think they have character.
Beautiful.
I think they have character.
Now they've stopped making them.
And then finally, the new special edition Mustang Bullitt versus the iconic original will be parked side by side.
Huh. Quite something.
Quite something at the Goodwood Festival of Motoring. But then even more far-fetched, which might be a reality at some point in the future, is There is, remember we spoke about the Ford that had teamed up with Domino's Pizza to create self-driving pizza deliveries?
Yes.
Now,
that.
A company by the name of Kroger and Nuro have teamed up to make Silicon Valley's first autonomous shopping delivery vehicle.
Oh, wow. So this thing just rolls up to your house, opens up, and you can take your groceries out.
Wow.
So so this pilot will roll out.
Those things are going to be smashed off the road.
I can see,
wouldn't surprise me.
I could see drivers just knocking them over on purpose. People are such dicks. I know what's going to happen here. I feel sorry for the manufacturers of this thing. So it's got what, four wheels?
Four wheels.
It looks like a shopping trolley.
Looks like a shopping trolley, yeah. I think it's going to be sidewalk friendly, so maybe it's not that hard to, should I say, not that easy to knock it over in the streets.
Children are going to throw things at it. I'm telling you, it's a problem.
And then...
But good for them. Sorry. At least they're trying to make something. The less people we need between us and the inanimate objects we need, the better. That's how I feel, because every person in between you and that object, you have to pay for.
Exactly. Call the value chain.
Right. Disintermediation, bitches.
Cut out the middleman. there was an advert like that. Yeah, cut out the middleman. Yeah. Then, do you ever get motion sickness? I never get motion sickness. I go on a ship, I don't get motion sickness.
It depends. I mean, if you go in hungover, you're asking for trouble. If
exactly.
You're in decent health, then you should be all right.
So the reason motion sickness exists is because of your brain's confusion when it looks at a stationary object, whereas you are on a moving object, and it gets confused as to whether you're actually moving or not.
That would make sense, yeah.
And the sloshing around of the liquid in your ears causes the confusion.
Yes.
So the engineers at Citroën, you know Citroën cars?
Yes, the French Citroën.
The French one. They have created a pair of glasses called the Citroën.
Citroën and Citroën.
And what this, I mean, it's not the most flattering pair of glasses you've ever seen. It's got four rings on it.
I saw this on the internet. I was going to ask you about it. I'm glad you've brought it in. Okay, yeah.
Children will be mocked with those.
Absolutely.
But if you wear them, supposedly... It will also control what you see through the sides, not just in the front.
Yes, so it's got liquid. It's got liquid rings, four liquid rings, and these liquid rings are very simple. They move around with gravity because the liquid, the blue liquid, is at the bottom.
Right.
And your eyes then calculate with your brain and your ears whether you're moving or not.
Oh, wow!
And within 10 to 12 minutes, apparently, your motion sickness goes away.
That'll
and you
be
can
helpful.
Take the hideous glasses off.
I would imagine that would be very helpful for people on ships as
yeah.
well. Huh?
Yeah.
You don't have to take those tablets. You could just put on a pair of these glasses, acclimatize, and you can have a fun time rather than being
exactly
motion sick the whole time. It's awful.
Exactly.
Now, people who have that, it's very debilitating.
I've never had it, so I don't actually know.
Of course you haven't. You fly planes, you drive cars, you ride bikes. If you had motion sickness, you'd have lasted 5 minutes in your body.
Exactly. I'd have thrown up.
Yeah, correct.
And then...
Hey, did Gord Laws get hold of you?
He wants to find out.
He wants to get Auto Trader to help him either buy or sell a car. So I said to him, you're the guy to talk to.
Well, just phone me.
Just ignore him if you don't want to.
Well, I've had a few missed calls. Maybe I don't know his number.
All right. Threw that in there. Okay.
And then tomorrow there is a Join Bikers for Mandela Day ride.
Oh, this is Zelda's thing, right?
Yes. Now, the cause here is quite interesting. It is to collect sanitary pads for 3 million girls who miss school each year because of them not having sanitary pads.
Yeah. It's a ridiculous reason, but I mean, if you don't have them, how can you go to school?
Exactly.
So it sounds like a very good idea to rally behind this cause. And Zelda's terrific. She's been doing it for, what, 8 years, I think
it
is.
I think it's going on 9 now.
No, she's very passionate about this, and she obviously likes bikes as well, so it's a reason for you to pursue your hobby and do something good at the same time.
So Cape Town riders are invited to meet at the Grand Parade in the CBD at 8 a.m. on Saturday morning, the 14th of July, and the ride will leave at 9:30 to travel to the Drakensberg prison outside Paarl.
Okay, very good.
And apparently 180 Rand can provide enough sanitary pads to keep one girl in school for the entire year.
Do you know why they're finishing at the Drakensberg prison? Because that is the prison that Mandela walked out of to freedom.
awesome.
Yes. There's a big statue of him right outside it. Beautiful statue. It's the best one in South Africa. Sia and I saw the best one in the world when we were in London. Don't go and look at that one in Nelson Mandela Square. Yes, sis.
Is it not a good rendition?
No, it's out of proportion. It's just bizarre looking. It's not good. All right.
It's very big.
I'm a bit of a stickler for statues.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about statues.
But this bike is for Mandela. It's a very good cause, so very get behind cause. It. If you've got a bike, and go and join them.
Then very finally, car TV adverts are boring.
Oh, they're boring.
They're boring as hell.
Oh.
So Ford Fiesta has decided to do something different, and you should go and look it up because I think this is quite an interesting advert. Mm-hmm. They're taking their ST and they are drifting it 400 meters underground on salt.
I'm going to say too soon, George. Bad things have been happening underground recently.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe there will be an iconic Ford Fiesta 500 years from now dug up. What so, is this fossil?
No, what I'm are they saying, doing?
Like, after the whole kids in the Thai cave thing, these guys are not going to do this?
Well, I don't know. Hopefully nothing bad happens, but...
they're still going to do this. They haven't done it.
No, they're still doing it. They're still
okay,
doing
well,
it.
When can we see it?
I
don't care. I'll watch.
I don't think it's been done yet, okay. But...
when they're ready, you
when
tell
they're
us.
Ready, I'll let you know.
I see a bunch of Ken Block drifting with a Ford Fiesta ST.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, I think Ken Block's made the Ford Fiesta popular, or more popular.
Didn't you bring him out here?
We did.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did, and I got to drift in the car with him.
It's quite something, huh?
It's quite something.
It's a little bit scary.
We took you drifting, didn't we?
Yes,
yes we
you
did.
You taught me how.
Yeah.
Afterwards, I was a machine. Well, I was okay.
I wasn't
a machine.
I think between you, Vilmarie, and myself, we, you know...
It's quite a fun feeling, though.
We had a new
though.
Take on concrete barriers.
You know what's quite... No, well, we didn't hit anything.
No, we didn't.
What's quite a feeling is just like letting go and letting the back of that car slide. It's just an incredible kind of... you have to be able to release.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be able to just let go of the control and let the motion, let the... The what do they call it? The momentum of
Take
the whole
you.
Thing carry you, the yeah. inertia. Yeah, yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, if you're a control freak, drifting's not for you.
No, it took me a long time.
Because you've got to let go. You have to let go.
But this Ken Block is something you were riding with him. Is yes. that scary?
It was scary because he, you know, you think that you would have braked meters back, and he's still not touching that brake pedal. And I mean, I think the one entry to the drift circuit, we accelerated to over 100 kilometers an hour, and that's probably year to where your car is parked.
Oh my God, it's so close! It's like less than 100 meters.
Yeah, it was incredible, absolutely incredible.
So there are two really scary experiences that I've had of this nature. The first one is drifting, and the other one was when I went with Janiel de Villiers, and he took me on that track, and they do those very sharp turns, and they you know, it's on dirt, and it is, I mean, you get such an adrenaline rush, but you think you're gonna die every
yeah.
moment on the course.
Jeez.
Yeah, the stuff that Gugu Zulu used to do. Yes, sus. Scary.
Not for the faint hearted.
Hell no.
And they do it with such calm. I was watching Ken Block.
Well,
he's
chilled.
He's like dancing like a conductor.
But that's what it is. You make the car dance.
Yeah.
Beautiful. All right, George, lots of things to think about. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gareth.
Any exciting plans for the weekend, Poppy?
What is happening this weekend? World Cup final?
Yes, that
we've Wimbledon.
Got to do. Right.
There's lots of sport. Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep it calm this weekend. I had a big weekend last weekend. I'm
Poppy ended
it.
Up in some. what did you
it's
call
called
it?
Called hashtag, guys.
Yeah, all right.
Have you
How
never
did you
been?
Explain it's a coffee and what place?
It's a pizza and. Beer spot with some really good music
All
and
right.
some really good looking people.
Nice.
Is that in Bromfontein?
No, it's in Hyde Park.
Oh,
just
nice.
Opposite the mall in that
Two of the best
center.
Things that you could have for a party is good looking people and booze and good music. Three things actually.
Right.
You tick all three. Ben, any exciting plans?
Not overly exciting, Gareth. Obviously taking in the sports.
Right, and then
I'm going
moving on to George.
Yeah, that's funny.
No, carry on. No, you were saying not very exciting, so I thought we'd move on.
Yeah, move
yes.
on.
You're going to George? What?
No, there's an outdoor fair we're going to go to. which is full of food and cool things. But yeah, let's move on.
You're going to ride the Ferris wheel?
Sure.
We need predictions for the World Cup.
You've had them all week.
Well, the final.
You've France. Had it all week.
So are you saying
this
France?
This morning he said France without a doubt. In fact, he said it's just a coronation.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Okay.
George. Donald Trump is visiting the Queen. Very exciting. He's thrilled about that. That's going to be a big deal. And we will keep you updated on all the stuff when we come back on Monday. Talk to you about all these things. George, anything exciting for you?
No, our brand new TV ad debuts on Sunday night. So
what time?
After the World Cup.
Very good. Wow.
How much money do you have? Do you know how many people are going to be watching?
No, it's after the World Cup, so we can avoid the World Cup.
Oh, okay.
This is CliffCentral.com.